Good morning, buongiorno. Welcome to Give 'em the Boot. This is CITR 101.9 FM. I am Linda Bull, your host here for the next hour and a half. And seeing as I seem to have misplaced my actual theme song, my original theme song, which I've been using for the past couple of years, I've decided to just change it up a little bit. And it's still by Filippo Gambetta and Beppe Gambetta, this one. It's a little track from Beppe's new album, Rendezvous, called Ninna Nonna. And it features Beppe on guitar and Filippo on the accordion. It's a little bit more mellow than the usual. In fact, it's a little bit more like a... it's something you'd listen to when you go to bed. In fact, it's a ninna nonna. In fact, a ninna nanna, as it would be in Italian. Filippo, of course, is the wonderfully talented accordion player from Genoa, Italy. And I'm going to feature a bit of accordion music this morning. That's my theme. Not just accordion music, but quite a lot of accordion music. And to continue on that theme, I wanted to play some accordion music from another part of Italy, this time from Sardegna. Totò Richessa is a well-known Sardinian organetto player, and he has an album called Organitos, which is out on the Felmay label, Dunya Records. And this track features the voice of Anna Maria Puggioni, and it is called Costera.
We'll be right back.
Filippo Gambetta ancora organetto, lui suona l'organetto diatonico ed è bravissimo. Quello viene da un disco Stria, che è un disco di qualche anno fa, del 2000, wow, sempre prodotto dalla casa discografica Felmei, che hanno un sacco di bei dischi. Stria con Filippo Gambetta organetto, Mariana Carli violoncello, Francesco Denini violino e Claudio De Angeli chitarra. Si chiamava Stefani, quella canzone lì, scritta da Claudio De Angeli e Mariana Carli. E l'ho voluto farvi sentire perché prima di quel brano lì vi ho fatto sentire invece un altro, Stefani. Questa volta invece un brano dell'organettista Fausto Beccalossi, che viene da Brescia, nel nord Italia. Lui l'ho conosciuto attraverso la musica di Simone Guiducci, chitarrista jazz, che poi sarà qui con me in studio la settimana prossima. Fausto è un musicista fantastico, cioè lui ha collaborato comunque con tanti musicisti jazz, suona anche il tango e tanti altri stili, ha un suo gruppo che ultimamente ha fatto uscire un disco che si chiama Ammentos, e quel brano lì, Stefani, viene da quel disco. Lui è un specialista nel campo della fisarmonica cromatica, che poi la sua musica è bellissima. Quindi Fausto Beccalossi, e prima di cui vi ho fatto sentire invece un altro po' di fisarmonica, di organetto, dal disco Mal Mediterraneo. È un gruppo che credo che abbia le origini a Napoli, però è composta di tanti musicisti da diverse parti dall'Italia. Canto di scanto si chiamano, e il brano era Scuoro, che era in dialetto, e spesso loro cantano, scrivono delle canzoni in dialetto. E, scuoro vuol dire, aspetta, vergogna, in inglese shame. È un brano scritto da Guido Sodo, che è uno dei musicisti di base, che suona la chitarra e canta su questo disco. C'è anche il grande cantante Faisal Tahe dalla Palestina, che spesso canta con loro, quindi vi farò sentire anche un altro pezzo con la sua voce più tardi. Allora, sono le 8.25 qui su Given the Boot, io sono Linda Bull, questo è CITR 101.9 FM qui a Vancouver, e oggi è il giorno dicembre 9, è incredibile quanto scorre quest'anno, fra poco sarà Natale. Ok, allora andando avanti, un altro gruppo che uso sempre la fisarmonica è un gruppo che è molto conosciuto qui a Vancouver, Fiamma Fumana. Infatti sono stati qua poco tempo fa, qualche mese fa, a fare un concerto con il coro delle Mondine di Novi all'Italian Cultural Center, e purtroppo io non l'ho visto perché ero in Italia in quel periodo. Comunque vi faccio sentire Maridemma, una canzone tradizionale rifatta nello stile loro, che tutti ormai conoscono.
Maridemo, mamas. soldati cava la guerra, magna breve dorme in terra, che una botta de cannone, è finito un battaglione, che la botta de cannone, è finito un battaglione. Subito però, yeah. Dicche, 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 sempre povere e mai ricche, e la guerra te da niente, te fa solo gli amburi, e la guerra te da niente, te fa solo gli amburi. Yeah, 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 te fa solo gli amburi. Yeah, 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 te fa solo gli amburi. Siete scoppia una granata, una granata l'omicina, non da cilo porco poia, e la morte le da venì, non da cilo porco poia, e la morte le da venì. Quanto è bella sta principessa, zanza, zanza, zaradada. Quanto è bella e quanto è buona, para proprio una bella guaglione. Quanto è bella sta principessa, zanza, zanza, zaradada. Quanto è bella e quanto è buona, para proprio una bella guaglione. La barca ci sta, zanza, zanza, zaradada. C'è sagliette tutte quante per andare in terra sante. In mezzo al mare la barca ci sta, zanza, zanza, zaradada. C'è sagliette tutte quante per andare in terra sante.
Good day to you, sir. Hey, wait a minute, what the hell? Getting real tired of you ducking me, man. Yeah?
Oh, my God.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. We are moved by your generosity and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
All right, let's go to the bank.
Right. Thanks very much, everyone who did donate in the fund drive. We managed to fundraise $21,893.35, which is an amazing effort, and it's all thanks to wonderful supporters like yourselves. So don't forget that if you did pledge money and you haven't paid yet, you can do so by coming in, or you can do it in various other ways, online and on the phone, etc. So do give us a call or come in, and we'll be able to fix you up with either your prizes or your tax receipt. One of those two things. So that amazing long track, there was actually three tracks. It was featured three saltarelle, which are a type of dance tune. And it was from Daniele Seppi's album Ni Amaro from 2004. It's an Manifesto edition. And the first track was La Saltarella, the second Saltarella a Cannonate, and the third one Brancaleone alle Crociate. And it featured, if I'm correct, this little whistle that is, it's a type of wooden flute that is common to southern Italian music, particularly Sicilian music. And I can't remember the name of it right now. Oh, that's terrible. It'll come to me. But it's a fantastic little whistle that just sounds fantastic. It's just Fricoletto, that's it. Fricoletto Calabrese. There we go. And it was actually Daniele Seppi playing. He's probably better known as a sax player. But, of course, you know, being a wind player, he can play lots of different wind instruments. So it was the Fricoletto Calabrese. Daniele Seppi, of course, is a Neapolitan musician who is known well for his jazz and fusion stuff. This album is quite an interesting one, Ni Amaro. Lots of crossover with other musical genres, and a nice album. Before that, from the album Tribù Italiche Molise, which is a collection of traditional and modern music from the Molise region, which is in southern Italy on the other side of the boot, in the heel section, a group called Pagus and Danza di Mastro Gerardo, and started off that set with Fiamma Fumana, the great electronic traditional group from Emilia-Romagna, with Maridem, featuring the voice of Silvia Orlandi, who used to be the lead singer, and now there is another singer, but Fiamma Fumana continue on, and featuring the organetto, or the fisarmonica playing, and Jessica Lombardi also playing on that album too. They are a great band. I've had the pleasure to see them play many, many times, and Medin Paulos does all the live electronics and also does the vocals, and it's Alberto Cotica on the accordions and guitar, and amongst other things. And he used to be in the Modena City Ramblers, who are a very well-known Celtic-inspired band. And Jessica Lombardi playing the bagpipes, the piva emiliana, and the Irish flute, and the bass guitar. Very talented, interesting group. If I've got time, I'll play another track from that album. Ok, allora andiamo avanti, sono le 9:15 e adesso Acqua Raggia Drom, musica dalle province zingare d'Italia. Acqua Raggia Drom are a gypsy band who come from Italy, and they play an amazing mix of Italian and Mediterranean gypsy music from the Rom people of the Sinti tribes. And it seems like their mission is rebuilding the musical journey of the Italian gypsies of the past. They sing melodies that are part of the historical communities living in the country a long time ago, and playing at the same time rhythms of the new gypsy caravans that are around now. And they feature Elia Ciricillo on voice guitar and tamborelli, Rita Tumminia on organetto, Erasmo Treglia violino tromba da zingari, e Ciaramella, Marco Colonna, clarinetto basso, Sandu Gruia, Sandokan, contrabbasso. Acqua Raggia Drum, they're on the Finisterre label and I'm managed by them. If you're interested, you can check out their website. I'm going to play a track which also comes from that same album, the Molise album from Tribù Italiche, and it is Shannandoi e Sant'Anosso. It's Italian gypsy music.
Shunen para misile shanandoi Openia venorde sik shukare chaure Openia shunen traisen traisen maio pre Shanandoi oi oi shanandoi oi oi shanandoi Shunen para misile shanandoi Opra la la venorde Sik shukara raike Opra la le ashunen Traisen traisen maio pre Shanandoi ai ai Shanandoi ai ai Shanandoi Shanandoi alude sette se magnava le maccarone Satana o per dispetto gli freghette li fortuna la 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 Shanandoi andre custia calas putte maccaroni Satana sole a me tesorella li fortuna la 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 Baro tu maro no
lume lume aero male mere traise maio pre
traise in traise
Shanandoi
Mari Barba
Shanandoi
filosofi
Shanandoi
nice to che
Shanandoi lume lume aero male si baro tu maro no lume lume aero male mere traise maio pre
lume lume aero male si baro tu maro no lume lume aero male mere traise maio pre Shanandoi 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 Lune mic de ludi mai ai 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 Shanandoi
ai ai
Shanandoi
ai ai
Shanandoi
Shanandoi, oi, oi, Shanandoi, oi, oi, Shanandoi, oi, oi, Shanandoi, oi, oi, Shanandoi.
Balkan music, I love it. It's a cool version of some Balkan music by a group from Puglia, from the album Tribù Italiche Puglia, that is Talea with Frasi a Catena. It's a track that was written by the fisarmonica player, the accordion player Admir Shkurtaj. I hope I've pronounced that correctly. It's a song inspired by a narrative technique typical of the Balkans, where the final segment of one line becomes the beginning of the next. The initial theme is a well-known Albanian tune performed by here following the pattern on Shkurtaj's accordion. It's a really great track. Before that was Riu from Officina Zoe, who are also from Puglia. And the word Riu denotes the point where small rivers enter the sea. Although the moment marks their end, it also indicates their entry into a new existence. The Admir Shkurtaj, the accordion player from Talea, is also the accordion player with the band Opa Chupa, who were featured earlier on in that set. And they have an album called Live in Contrada Tangano, and it was a beautiful track featuring the solo accordion of Admir, and he wrote that tune, Vengono dal Mare. Lovely track. And those guys are from Lecce, or based in Lecce, and they play music, dance music from Eastern Europe, with a whole bunch of brass instruments, accordions, guitar, everything, and great singing. Really fun stuff. Started off that whole set with Acquaraggio Drom, gypsy music from Italy, from the Tribù Italiche Molise album, and a track called Shannandoi e Satanasso. So a little bit of crazy Balkan and Eastern European music played by Italian groups. There's a lot of that happening, especially in southern Italy, where there are many strong communities from Eastern Europe, like the Albanian community, which historically has been around for a long time in parts of southern Italy, but also more recent immigration too. And of course, the Puglia, around the area of Bari, Lecce, would be one of the places where you would expect the most fervent and strong Albanian communities, given that that is a close point of contact where people come over from. Okay, this is just after 9 o'clock on Given the Boot at CITR 101.9 FM here in the lovely campus of UBC in British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada. I'm Linda Bull, and every Tuesday morning from 8 until 9:30, I'm here spinning a lot of Italian folk music, and it's my pleasure to bring you a whole bunch of new and old music, stuff that you may have heard or may not have heard before. Don't forget that if you want to listen to the show online, you can do so. If you don't have good reception where you live, you can just go onto CITR's website, which is www.citr.ca. Click on the schedules and podcast link, and then you can click on the name of my show, Give Them the Boot, or any show, in fact, that you want to listen to. And then you can see that there'll be a number of the recent shows available for download or for listening online. You can download it to your iPod or to your computer, or you can just listen then. Usually the podcast for the show gets up there sometime later in the day, so not immediately, but you can listen online in real time as well. And I also have a MySpace page. It's myspace.com/givetheboot. And also my email address for the show is givetheboot@gmail.com. So if you're ever curious about some music or you want to find out how to get some of this music, it's not easy in Canada, that's for sure. You probably have to order it online, but I can point you in the right direction, or if you just want to, you know, say hi and give your two bits worth on the show, then I'd love to hear from you. So givetheboot@gmail.com, or you can check out my MySpace page where I have links to a lot of the musicians that I feature on the program. All right, I just want to mention too what's happening in the Italian community here in Vancouver. Last night, unfortunately missed it, but there was a Pane Tulipani, Bread and Tulips, was a free movie that the Italian Cultural Center were putting on. They do it every month, so if you want to find out more about that, go to italianculturalcenter.ca. You can check out the events page. Tuesday, the 9th of December, that would be today. Tonight, the Christmas Concert and Market of the Italian Choir of BC, the Vancouver Italian Folk Chorus, the Trevigiano Veneto Choir, and the Varna Chamber Choir are having a fantastic concert and market at the Italian Cultural Centre at 7 o'clock. They're going to inaugurate the nativity scene. At 7:30 will be a Christmas concert in the ballroom. It's free admission, but if you want more information, contact the office on 604-430-3337. There's just a couple of other things happening. There's a Christmas concert on Sunday, the 14th of December, and then big New Year's Eve gala on the 31st, but more about that another time. Probably worth checking out the Italian Institute of Culture's website too. I'll tell you if anything good is happening before the end of the year on that. All right then. Riccardo Tesi. We couldn't have a show about accordion without featuring Riccardo Tesi. He is an amazing musician. He's been playing for about 30 years. He is one of the ex-teachers of Filippo Gambetta. He has inspired numerous people, I'm sure, to take up the accordion. Wonderful musician. He has played in Vancouver in the past, and let's cross our fingers that we can get him back here sometime. He has many albums out on the Felmay label, amongst others, and one from a few years back was called Acqua, Fuoco e Vento, new traditional music from Tuscany, and it's pretty much a collaboration with Maurizio Geri, who is one of his long-standing collaborators, who plays guitar and sings and writes a lot of music too. He's a great arranger of traditional stuff, and I'm going to play for you a track, La Cena della Sposa, which is a traditional tune which has been arranged by Riccardo Tesi and Maurizio Geri from the album Acqua, Fuoco e Vento.
E mezzo piccioncì. Che mangerà la sposa la terza sera? Tre colombe, un girasole, due tortori. Mezzo piccioncì e mezzo piccioncì. Che mangerà la sposa la quarta sera? Quattro, tre, tre colombe, un girasole, due tortori. Mezzo piccioncì. Che mangerà la sposa la quinta sera? Cinque sfogli di tagliolin, quattro rana, tre, tre colombe, un girasole, due tortori. Mezzo piccioncin, mezzo piccioncin. Che mangerà la sposa la sesta sera? Sei castrati scortiche e cinque sfoglie di tagliolin. Quattro rana, tre, tre colombe, un girasole, due tortori. Mezzo piccioncin, mezzo piccioncin. Che mangerà la sposa la settima sera? E sette uccè, sei castrati scortiche, cinque sfogli di taglioli,
quarrana, tre colombe, un girasole, due tortori, mezzo piccioncin, mezzo piccioncin.
Sette uccè, sei castrati scortiche e cinque sfoglie di taglioli.
Quattrana, tre colombe, un girasole, due tortori, mezzo piccionci, mezzo piccionci.
No, che mangerà la sposa la nona sera? Nove galli cantatori, ottagne, sette uccè, sei castrati scortiche e cinque sfoglie di taglioli.
Quattrana, tre colombe, un girasole, due tortori, mezzo piccionci, mezzo piccionci.
Dieci botti del buon vino
per lavarsi del bocchino.
Nove galli cantatori, ottagne, sette uccè, sei castrati scortiche, cinque sfoglie di taglioli.
Quadrana, tre colombe, un girasole, due tortori, mezzo piccionci, mezzo piccionci.
Che mangerà, che mangerà, che mangerà, che mangerà la sposa l'undicesima sera? 11 chili di salame, 10 botti del buon vino.
Per lavarsi il bocchino.
9 galli cantatori, 8 agne, 7 uccè, 6 castrati scortiche, 5 sfogli di taglioli.
Quattrana, tre colombe, un girasole, due tortori, mezzo piccionci, mezzo piccionci.
Dodici forme del buon pane
per levarsela la fame,
11 chili di salame, 10 botti del buon vino
per lavarselo il bocchino,
9 galli cantatori, 8 agne, 7 uccè, 6 castrati scortiche, 5 sfoglie di taglioli.
Quadrana, tre colombe, un girasole, due tortori, mezzo piccionci, mezzo piccionci.
Diseredati, quattrini pochi, 10 anni di mutuo e te la caverai. La ricerca dell'accordo scaramantico su di un testo che è già poco semantico, soddisfazione ti darà lontano dalla realtà, come poeta scanzano, dove biliardi traballanti piegano l'impostazione della mano, palla lunga e poco insidiosa, il birillo da lontano l'annusa.
O perché non stavi a casa?
A gomma to bed, mi compro un bel plaid, se non dormo mi rigiro. E fra sogni dissonanti e chitarre sferraglianti questa notte passerò. E di sponda l'ottavina e di crome la terzina, un duino non ce l'ho. Ma vesto bene, ben educato, mi chiamano il peso. Ho una chitarra che mi aspetta dopo il bar, ed un'orchestra che mi aspetta per suonare. Soddisfazione mi darà, sono un signore. Questo mi aiuta a sopportare la serata, l'aria avuta, l'ho già avuta, me l'hanno data. Dopo uno striscio che sembrava un rinquarto, il mio rovescio è finito nell'orto.
O perché non stavi a casa?
I go back to bed, I bought a good plaid, se non vinco mi ritiro. E fra sogni dissonanti e chitarre sferraglianti questa notte passerò. E di sponda l'ottavina e di come la terzina un duino non ce l'ho. I go back to bed, mi vesto da Fred, poi con Ginger faccio un giro. Balere scalcinate con signore sincopate, questa notte temperò. Fra chi suona l'ottavino, chi si beve un morellino, quattro passi di foxtrot, maestro foxtrot. Sponda l'ottavina e di crome la terzina un quartino mi berrò. E chi era? Era.
Thank you.
tempo fino a quando non ce n'è più. Lascia andare tutte quante le tue false idee e mostrati per tutto quel che sei. Puoi cantare, puoi suonare, puoi ballare sopra la tua parte. Dentro la tua parte, ma non c'è niente di meglio da fare che partire senza meta e bagagli per non tornare più. Questo film sei tu l'attore, tu il regista, tu il protagonista, il tuo costumista. Scegli bene ogni mattina le frasi più belle da indossare per non farti male. Puoi cantare, puoi suonare, puoi amare, puoi odiare sopra la tua parte, dentro la tua parte, ma sotto sotto c'è in te una voglia di partire per andartene via, lontano e non tornare, non tornare più.
È in piena notte, che fai? Dormi? O corri anche tu per scappare ai sogni? Dai funerali, che fai? Piangi? O soffochi anche tu per le stanze strette? Dove immagini facce che hanno perso ogni voglia obbedendo ai giochi della noia? Ammaestrati all'inchino, al ringraziamento. E va da sé che non fa differenza quanto dura la pazienza di chi è morto e fa finta di niente. Coperta dal guinzaglio c'è la data di scadenza. Notte, che fai? Sogni? O vaghi anche tu per le strade vuote ai matrimoni? Che fai? Mangi? O vomiti? fumetti anche tu per le dosi eccessive di droghe leggere assunte nei bagni di nascosto da chi non vedrebbe comunque impegnato a ridere se ridono gli altri. E va da sé che non fa differenza quanto dura la pazienza di chi è morto e fa finta di niente. Coperta dal guinzaglio c'è la data di scadenza. Ah, ah, ah.
Francesco Forni, a live track there, which I presume will be on his new album called Altri Vestiti. He's a great singer-songwriter from Rome. He's originally from Naples, but lives in Rome. I love that track. It's great. Before that, Maurizio Geri, and from an album of his, Ancora un ballo, Il giocatore di Scanzano. And Maurizio Geri, of course, is a frequent collaborator with Riccardo Tesi and was featured on that first track that we played in that set. Acqua, Fuoco e Vento was the album La Cena della Sposa featuring Maurizio Geri singing. It is just about time for me to go here and give him the boot. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm Linda Bull. This is the Italian Folk Music Show from 8 till 9:30 every Tuesday. Check it out on the web at citr.ca. You can podcast the show and you can listen online, all sorts of great things. Going to finish off here with Beppe Gambetta and Marco Pereira, a Brazilian guitarist and an Italian guitarist, and a track written by Beppe from his new album Rendezvous, and it's called Pane, Olio e Sale. He says that when he was young, the mid-afternoon snack for children was bread, olive oil and salt. Well, I can tell you that those are all three really good things. If the quality is good, that's all you need. Maybe a little bit of red wine would also be nice. Okay, so I'm going to leave you there with this instrumental by Beppe Gambetta with Marco Pereira. Pane, olio e sale.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful track, Pane, Olio e Sale, from Beppe Gambetta, featuring Marco Pereira on nylon string guitar. Fantastic Brazilian guitarist. That's it for Given the Boot, but stick around because Bryce will be here any minute for Third Time's the Charm. So I'll see you guys all next week. Ci vediamo la settimana prossima, when I'm going to have a special guest interview. Okay, so we'll see you all next Tuesday.
Stewie, hey.
Hey there. So, it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
Oh, you know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. That's good, OJ.
Ah!
Yeah, that hurt. That hurt.
What the hell?
Yeah, it feels so good.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. We are moved by your generosity, and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
You got till 5 o'clock. You hear me? You got till 5 o'clock.
You freaking psychopath!
Clean yourself up.
Holy smokes! I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world.